The Supreme Court in Brazil has ruled that it will hear a politically sensitive corruption case against former President Lula da Silva rather than have it dealt with by a federal judge leading an anti-corruption probe. President Rousseff is due to face impeachment proceedings over alleged budget irregularities. She denies wrongdoing. Her supporters are holding rallies in over 30 Brazilian cities, including Rio de Janeiro, from where Julia Carneiro reports.
Pressure, but the government and her supporters here compare the move to impeach her to a coup. Former President Lula said the movement to oust President Rousseff is a threat to democracy, and the power is only legitimate through popular vote. Lula is facing corruption allegations, and on Thursday, the Supreme Court decided that, for now, investigations into him would have to be conducted by the higher court, and not by the prosecutors in charge of the corruption probe that had him temporarily detained earlier this month.
North Korea dominated early proceedings at a global summit on nuclear security in Washington. After meeting President Xi Jinping of China, President Obama said both were determined to work towards a nuclear-free Korean peninsula and to implementing more sanctions against Pyongyang.
Of great importance to both of us is North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons, which threatens the security and stability of the region. And President Xi and I are both committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and full implementation of UN sanctions. So we're going to discuss how we can discourage action like nuclear and missile tests that escalate tensions and violate international obligations.
Police in the Indian city of Kolkata say it's unlikely that more bodies will be found in the wreckage of a partially built flyover that collapsed on Thursday. 22 people are now known to have been killed. The Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, said stringent action would be taken against those responsible. The government of Monaco has joined an investigation into what it called a vast corruption scandal implicating a number of multinational oil companies. It said it was helping British investigators look into media allegations that a little-known company based in the principality, Una Oil, had delivered millions of dollars in bribes to Middle East oil chiefs. Roger Walker reports.
An expose published by the online newspaper Huffington Post and Australia's Fairfax Media said there was clear evidence that instead of using its expertise to help multinationals win contracts legitimately, the company, Una Oil, had paid over huge amounts of money in bribes, sometimes with the active participation of the multinationals it was working for. There's been no comment from the company or the British authorities.
You're listening to The World News, and it's coming to you from the BBC. The front-runner to be the Republican candidate in the US presidential election, Donald Trump, has made a surprise attempt to improve his increasingly strained relations with party leaders. Mr. Trump visited the Republican National Committee in Washington 2 days after angering the party's establishment by backing away from a pledge to support whoever wins the nomination. The United Nations has said it'll consider lifting sanctions on Libya's sovereign wealth fund if its internationally recognized government can regain control of the country's key institutions. The sovereign wealth fund contains about $67 billion. Rana Jawad reports from Tripoli.
The United Nations Security Council has now renewed sanctions on Libya that have been in place since 2011, which includes an arms embargo. Libya's UN ambassador asked member states to consider exempting his country's sovereign wealth fund from the sanctions. Libyan banks have faced a severe cash crisis in the past year. The new UN-backed prime minister and his deputies moved to Tripoli earlier this week in a bid to assert control and unify the divided institutions in the oil and finance sectors.
A new report says more adults in the world are now obese than underweight, and that there's almost no chance of meeting a global target to reduce obesity. Scientists say that 4 decades ago, being underweight was a bigger problem than obesity. They say obesity in men has since tripled and more than doubled in women. A tribute music concert to David Bowie is taking place in New York. Plans for the concert, as a retrospective of Bowie's life, were announced in January, only hours before news of his death from cancer emerged. Tickets immediately sold out and organisers were overwhelmed by requests from performers keen to take part. Among the acts are the Flaming Lips, Pixies, Debbie Harry and Cyndi Lauper. A second concert has been added to take place on Friday. BBC News.